This is the Tweet Bag. You send your questions in and we answer them. Like no other radio segment ever. It's the Tweet Bag on the Connor Happer Show.
Detroit Tigers baseball is on the air. That's right. It's America's day baseball team, the Detroit Tigers, taking on the St. Louis Cardinals, which have the best fans in baseball. So it's a real rivalry today. But it's time for the Tweet Bag. Send in your tweets at Happer Show on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. If you are selected, we might have a few certificates to throw your way this week. One, two, three, who knows?
Never know.
There may not be a limit. Just ask a good question, and Josh will slide in, and he'll send a little Love Voltaire your way, the locally owned, unpretentious fresh French restaurant. And which, sounds what did we decide they'd not have yesterday?
Pasta.
Got it.
Which we're preloading in cars
preloading
now.
In cars now instead.
Four plates.
All right, tweets, Josh. Give me the tweets.
Mr. Rick.
Hey, Mr. Rick.
Starts us off today. Connor.
Yes.
You're running in a big race. As you near the finish, you learn you're in 67th place. Do you let a few others pass you, or do you power ahead?
Okay, so how high am I going to get? Can I? Like,
I don't think you're going to win said race.
Can I make a top 50?
Ooh, now that okay, that's a good question.
Would you in a race of 400 people, would you rather get 50th or 69th?
69.
I disagree. I'd rather get 50th. Top 50 is like a marker.
Yeah.
Top 50 is a marker. Josh, you're really thinking about
this. I know. It's terrible radio. I understand.
I don't want to get 69th. What did Josh get again in his little marathon?
I don't know what place he got.
He got like he was in the top 100.
Really?
People were chastising him for not getting 69th.
Really?
Yeah.
Did Josh finish 67th?
That might be why Mr. Rick is talking about this.
Marathon results.
Oh, you're going to like the real website?
Yeah.
You're going to be
100th.
Wow, he got 100th.
100th.
I would probably like to get 100th.
He was 110th after 5 miles, 98th after 10 miles, 87th
Woo!
After 15 miles,
Woo!
83rd after 20 miles.
He got 23rd in male 35 to 39.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He did Josh, really well.
Oh, Josh is old as hell, man. 35?
Jeez. Careful.
I would like to do my best. I would like to do my best. So, no, I would not throw the race and get 69th.
Okay. That's very noble.
Thank you.
Honorable.
I appreciate that. Would it be funny if I just happened to get 69th? Uh-huh. Yes, of course. Very funny. Next.
Let's go to the email. We'll go back to Twitter. I know I got this one.
And then I got the text line, too.
Chris asks us to pull the curtain back further than we've ever pulled the curtain back before on this show.
You sure about that?
Not really, but I thought it'd be a good intro. What cues do you use to go to and come back from commercial? He's been watching the YouTube feed lately, and he's curious about the inner workings of it. Do you have any other methods of communication during a broadcast, such as online messaging or nonverbal communications? Connor points when he's like, hey, I'm going to do a live read here at the end of the segment.
I raise my finger like I'm that kid who's a video gamer. What's up, brothers? I raise my finger this way, and Josh picks it up that way.
We can't have a lot of nonverbal communications because I quite literally cannot see Connor's face unless I look at the video screen.
Also, I am the only, I talk about 85% of the time, and so it's tough for me to deliver a message to Josh non-verbally when I am talking. But in the past, the universal sign for, hey, we got to take a break here, which has never really happened to us because, I don't know, we kind of run our own shop here a little bit. This. You act like you're breaking a stick.
Wrap it up.
Or something like that.
You spin your circle like a home run.
There will be about four times during the show on a daily basis where I will just simply point at the television to Josh, that means, Josh, look at the TV.
Look at the TV.
And usually, which, about 75% of the time, they're talking about the Royals.
Yeah. Now,
because the channel's always on MLB Network in here. Should we show people around?
Sure. Now, that's the challenge for me is, when is it a point to the TV, and when is it a point to, I have a live read I'm gonna talk about.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about
usually
the deal of the week.
You can tell the difference.
Yeah.
Usually you can tell the difference.
Or I'm going to do a fan duel. Like at the end of this segment,
Connor's
going to point up in the air and say, but first.
Yeah.
And he's going to talk about fan duel.
Yeah, because I don't want you to hit that button. Because once we hit the button, we're gone.
Yeah. We've missed the opportunity. There's no way to stop it. There is actually a way to stop it, but it sounds super awkward.
Yeah. You know.
And we got plenty of show left to fit that fan duel in.
You want to do it that way. So, there's not a whole there's less of that on this show just because it's a two man operation. Mm-hmm. We don't have to deal with other things, which is kind of nice in that way. But a little bit. I mean, we could read each other's body language well. I spend my time if you're watching the YouTube and you see me go like this, which you'll see a lot. Just watch me. How often will I do that during the show? A lot. I want to look at Josh's eyes.
There it is.
Because most of the time, the two screens that I'm staring through, I'm looking at his mouth.
That's right.
Josh, I look at your mouth the entire show.
I'm turning my camera around for the angle.
Show me.
That's Connor right there. Two monitors stacked on top of each other. I literally cannot see his face unless I'm looking at the video screen.
All right, maybe I should do this for mine then. Here's what I see of Josh.
Also, if you're watching right now, you probably have motion sickness.
Here's what I see. This is about my level rate. That's what I look at for 4 hours.
I look like Michael
Myers'
sister at the beginning
day.
Of Halloween.
But I can tell how you react. You look at your mouth, and you know, there you go. So not much, not much. But we understand each other pretty well, and we don't take things off the path too much.
No,
Josh never feels like, oh, I got to get this guy back on. I hope, he doesn't feel like it too much anyway.
Star Wars Fiend tweets in.
Hey, Star Wars Fiend.
Connor, last week Nick failed 16-20 by not being able to eat one hot dog in under 1 minute. Some of us would argue that he actually helped the station by failing miserably. Could you step up and show Nick how it's done and beat his time, possibly doing it while also kicking a 40-yard field goal?
I will make no such claims about hot dog eating. I will not be baited into making comments about hot dog eating, although I appreciate the effort. When a challenge comes up, it will come up organically. There will definitely be more things in the history of this show that I will claim I can do because off the face, they sound very easy. And don't worry, I will speak up about them. But they do not involve hot dogs. I'm not interested in any way, shape, or form getting involved in a hot dog eating contest. I'm not, even if it's a hot dog in 30 seconds, a hot dog in a minute, 10 hot dogs in 10 minutes, whatever it is, I am not playing that game.
What if, let me make one pitch.
Okay.
Whatever Nick's time was.
That was like a minute 27.
Yeah. One hot dog in less than that, and as you're chewing the final bite, you kick and make a 40-yard field goal.
I don't think I get... So that means I would have to probably leave 10 seconds on the back end?
I mean, if you wanted to do it while you're chewing and swallowing and then kick the field goal...
I don't feel confident.
Okay.
I don't feel confident that I could do that.
Because what a flex of, Nick, I beat your time... And kicked a 40-yard field goal.
And landed a plane. All at the same time. Would it be funny and a great flex, like Josh said? Yes, it would be.
Yes.
Yes, it would be. But I'm not... try again. Try again, okay. Star Wars scene. Try again.
Kip sends us an email.
Hi, Kip.
At what stage do you stop being cautious about your new shoes? I always walk softly, avoid the mud and water when wearing a new pair of shoes. Then before you know it, they get demoted to mowing shoes.
That's a great question.
It is.
I don't know the actual time frame. It's just basically after you break the ice.
Right. It's always the first, it rained today. I didn't know.
Yeah, it's the first mud puddle you step in. Yeah. I don't step in many mud puddles anymore. But I do get shoes pretty dirty because I walk on a lot of tracks, you know, with clay.
Mm-hmm.
And so you give up. You give up after a certain period of time. Now, I will say this. Once the shoes get retired, they get pretty much retired.
You don't go mowing shoes?
No, I've had the same pair of mowing shoes for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's time to move them out and try a new one, but yeah, I got some pretty stinky green mowing shoes, especially exacerbated by this past weekend when I mowed in the rain a couple times and even more stinky. My garage smells like hell right now. It smells like wet grass.
Wet grass, yeah.
Ugh, gross.
Now, this allows me to bring something to the table that I've wanted to talk about on the show and get others' opinion on, and I haven't had an avenue to do so. I currently would like to buy a new pair of shoes.
Yes.
You would say I'm in the market. However, the pair of shoes I'm currently wearing... Now, this also goes into sports superstition territory. Iowa Western has won 2 national championships while I've had these shoes.
Yeah,
I don't want to retire these shoes and then Iowa Western doesn't win a national championship.
I didn't even think about that. Don't care about that. I would love to not care about that.
I understand it has no bearing on how Iowa Western will perform this football season. But it is in my head.
Don't worry about it. Get some new shoes.
Okay.
Go online, do a little shopping. Shopping.
Shopping.
Go online, do a little shopping, Josh. Mm-hmm. Get some new shoes. Keep the other shoes around if you feel some sort of like emotional attachment to them, whatever.
Maybe I could wear them for like the playoffs.
Yeah, maybe you could put them in a trophy case or something like that. Whatever you got to do. But no, it's not a thing.
Okay.
You're good. You should feel safe.
Thank you.
Also, step on the line at the baseball game, whatever, you know.
So many guys do that now. Yeah, they just
step right on it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't care.
That's one of those superstitions that have gone way out the window for baseball players.
I agree.
I got one from Mike on YouTube.
Okay. Mike on YouTube.
Tweet bag question of the day. Let's go faster now. Unpretentious French food. If the Royals move to Nashville and Kansas City gets a new expansion team, which team do you root for, or do you pick an entirely new franchise?
God.
Do you follow the Royals to Nashville, or do you adopt Kansas City's new team?
I would probably go with the new Kansas City team.
Okay.
I have a connection and affinity with the city.
Because they wouldn't be the Nashville Royals.
Well, unless they changed their name when they went to Nashville from Kansas City. Like if they change it to like the Guitars or something like that, and then the new expansion franchise comes on a few years later, and then they go back to being the Royals. Like it's what's going to happen with Seattle. Like the Thunder aren't going back to Seattle.
Right.
There's going to be a new franchise. It's going to be called the Supersonics.
Absolutely.
So you root for them.
Like you don't root for the Thunder.
You don't root for the Thunder just because they were originally the Sonics. It's not the attachment to the players. It's the attachment to the name and the logo and the city. Yeah, so I think I'd root for the new one.
Okay.
I'd be sad, but I think I'd root for the new one. I'd get over it eventually. Eric on the inbox here.
Hi, Eric.
What 2 items would you want in the dugout to snack on? Beef jerky chew and salt and pepper seeds for me. Okay, so let's answer that first one. Yeah, salt and pepper seeds, great call.
Yeah.
A little bubble gum, maybe to have in there.
I do like just the motion bar. Chewing
gum, maybe just gum, maybe big league chew, something like that. And if you could go to any event, what would it be? The Super Bowl, Game 7 of your Major League Baseball with your favorite team, Olympic gold medal event, Northern Lights viewing, hang out for a day with your favorite actor/musician. It doesn't even have to be a sporting event; just an event. I'd go back to my wedding day. Happy anniversary.
Well, now you...
Time travel is not an option.
Now you've boxed me into a corner where I also have to answer, well, of course, my wedding day.
Text from the 402.
Hi, 402.
Please explain the Palestine protests in baseball terms.
Whoa. Okay. Mind if I take this one?
Preferably. Indeed,
It's if the Red Sox and the Yankees were violent towards each other for two millennia. How'd I do?
I don't know.
Are we canceled yet?
Not yet. Doesn't seem like it.
Notice how I didn't take a side. Not smart enough.
Hi, guys. This is Pedro, of course. Hi, guys. Is there any DIY project that you started and you wish you could just pay someone to finish it? Yes, definitely.
Every single one.
Yeah, every single one of them, first of all. But definitely my bush project in my front yard.
Oh, yeah.
I got too many bushes. I took a couple of them out. I don't want to take the other ones out. And I want it to just be done. I want that part of my life to be over.
We have hedges, which when they are well kept and maintained, they look pretty good, but it's a surprising amount of upkeep.
It really is. Text here from the text line. Little bit behind, but when I was on dating apps, every woman seemed to have a weird obsession with tacos.
Yeah, liking tacos. Can we
liking
just say
tacos
this?
Is not a personality trait.
That is the exact quote. Yep. We all like tacos.
We
okay?
all like tacos. My husband has to like tacos. It's like he already does.
That eliminates no one.
That's a great call. It's a weird obsession with tacos.
Shout out to that texter.
That's a good text.
Nailed it.
Might have to put a little bullet point in that one. Is there anything else on the text? I could have sworn there was more. By the way, if you text twice, I lose it, you know, and then it goes to the bottom.
Star Wars Fiend has asked if you have any takes on the Drake and Kendrick beef. I believe we addressed this yesterday.
Yeah.
But you hadn't listened to Euphoria.
No, I don't. It seems like what the people are saying is that Kendrick has won.
That's what I'm hearing. Although okay. There are some people that are like, no. Drake's got this.
Interesting.
And I go, really?
Yeah.
I don't think Drake wants to take this fight much further.
Seems like a publicity stunt.
Because remember the last time Drake got into a radio beef and we all learned Drake has a child?
Yeah.
What else is in those closets of his?
Poll question here from the text line. Poll question, is liking tacos a personality trait? Good one.
I'm on it.
Good one. All right. I think that's kind of it. I apologize if I missed you guys on the text line here because sometimes the stuff gets lost in there.
We just have so many texts.
We had the broadcasting question from Chris that we got to. That's good. Was there anything else that came in before the show? Doesn't look like it. Okay. All right. I hope we got it all in there. Thank you for playing. This has been the Tweet Bag. Josh, say it.
Good bag, y'all.
Be back with more next on 1620 The Zone, but first.
Told
see
you.
This? See this? It's Happer here for the FanDuel Sportsbook. The NBA playoffs are well underway, but it's not too late to get in on the action with FanDuel. You could even do it if you're a Lakers fan. Off to Galveston, off to Cabo, but you could still get in on the action with the FanDuel Sportsbook because right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. So think about it. Look at the board, $5 bet on anything. Maybe it is for Josh's Celtics to win the NBA Finals. I'd advise against it. You could do it, and that is $50 in bonus bets with any $5 winning bet. Of course, it has to win first. That's $50 to use on same-game parlays, live bets, championship futures, so much more. No better place to bet on all the playoff action than America's number one sportsbook, FanDuel.com/Happer. Get yourself started right now. 21 and over present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.